Cape Talk, The Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. And certainly, you always hope that he has some wonderful news to share for us. But unfortunately, we got to face realities. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Ab. Ça va très bien, merci.
Oh, we are where we are, and it's been a tale of terror and horror in Kenya. But the aftermath then of the Kenyan terrorist attack, it seems that we were talking smaller numbers yesterday of about 7, but altogether 21 people have lost their lives.
21 now, yes, and 45 people still unaccounted for, 700 people evacuated from the area. You know, Uhuru Kenyatta, the president, saying that it's all over, that security's been restored. But it was a 19-hour operation. There were people held overnight. And it really was a tough one. The people are asking, obviously, why, how could it happen here? Now, what the security authorities are saying is we moved in very, very quickly. We've learned a lesson from 2013, you know, which was also in that very salubrious Westgate area when they besieged the Westgate Mall and attacked it. So they've learned lessons from there, but still the Kenyans are saying, how can these terrorists walk around picking targets? How can this happen? It shouldn't be allowed to happen. And so there's recriminations, and you know the blame game is going to be played full on. You can just imagine, and probably understandably so in a situation like this.
You have to ask those questions. And then we'll move on to Zimbabwe, Monsieur. The Zimbabwe fuel price, it still has the unrest taking place in the country. But it seems President Mnangagwa is still in Russia.
Yes, and he's saying, well, you know, we're not going to allow this and so on. But normally, I mean, the norm is that you have a situation as bad as it is in Zimbabwe, the leader comes home. He doesn't hang around wherever he is. You know, it's commonplace for the leader to say, okay, I'm getting home to tend to this. But in this case, he speaks from Russia. But they have arrested an activist, Ibrahim Mawamamire, who has been calling for the stay away, and now that his supporters are saying, so calling for a stay away makes it insurrection. Is this not overreacting? And you can imagine the authorities, and certainly I think without their leader there, the chances of overreaction are there. So we have to look very carefully, and of course we as South Africans, this being our northern neighbour, and we picking up any kind of flight from that country, we're the first to feel that effect. We're looking at very, very, very closely.
Jean-Jacques, I wonder though, you know, as a leader of a country, we've seen this in the past with Thabo Mbeki. I don't know what issues were had where he was out of the country. When do you, as a leader, come back and say, my country's burning? Yes, I'm on important business, but I am the leader. I have to go back home.
I think in that case, Abs, you always err on the side of caution. If you have problems, I mean, it happens again and again and again. You know how many times people visiting this country or you see it. When there's a problem, particularly of this nature, you simply can't be abroad. You have to show leadership and be there. And so I think that Emmerson Mnangagwa has made a mistake hanging around in Russia, however important that visit must be. I mean, one assumes that a president doesn't go to another country unless it's absolutely necessary, unless there is business and literally business, economic and political business that of a very important nature. But, you know, to say to your host, listen, I'm sorry, guys. Look what's happening back home. I've got to go and tend to that, is what happens around the world. Not only African leaders, all sorts of leaders, when and particularly civil unrest to the extent that it's occurring in Zimbabwe, I think calls for the president to go home.
Hey, moving on to Nigeria, and once again, we talk elections in Africa, and there's always doubts in place. So why does the opposition believe that these Nigerian elections will not be free and fair?
Well, Atiku Abubakar, former vice president, who's now the leading opposition candidate, is really, I think, putting down a call to the international community to look very carefully at what happens in Nigeria next month when they have the elections in February. Given what happened in the DRC, I think the Nigerians have shown, their record shows that they've actually had a change of government, which is the ultimate test of democracy, isn't it? When you, it's all very well to have different presidents, but when you have a different party take power, and that's what's happened, and a different leader, not a successor, but an opponent in the case of Muhammadu Buhari, that shows that the country has passed the ultimate test of democracy. But Abu Bakr is not sure. I think, again, he's laying down the gauntlet or throwing down the gauntlet and saying to the international community, please be there. Don't let these things happen. Don't let any inequities occur. And interestingly, Buhari is yet again saying, because they're getting into full-on election mode, as we are going to in 2 months' time, saying, yes, I know you. A lot of people criticizing me for being away on medical leave for so many months last year, but I'm neither too old nor too ill to stand again. And there have been a lot of people, including former presidents in Nigeria, who've said to him, listen, you've done it. Now quit. Quit while you're ahead. You know, don't try and take this on. It's a big, big, big job, and the country needs somebody who is the sound of wind and lip to be able to do it. He's saying, that's me. I can. So I think that his health is going to be an issue in this election.
He hasn't been in this country for quite a while. That being said, though, Monsieur, merci beaucoup for joining us during the course of this week and giving us the latest news coming from the African continent. Alessa Man Prochang.
À la semaine prochaine. Je vous en prie.
Hein? What was that again? Je vous en prie. What does
Je
that mean?
Je vous en prie. You're welcome. When you said merci beaucoup.
Je vous en prie.